to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Points left on the table at the weekend, but Bafana come even further south from Sudan with 3 points. And the Betway Premiership is only 4 days away. Welcome to Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway, where you get way more. Joining me on the show today, Mr. Len Moleko.
Greetings, Mr. Marco.
And everybody's favorite super sub.
Ballers don't murder us.
Tepi's not feeling well. Feel better, darling.
Oh, yeah. They can catch you on the comments. I think she'll be there.
She'll be there. So send her your well wishes, ballers. Tepi, get well soon. Bafana, Len Moleko. Friday, will they be disappointed to not come back with 3 points from Uganda? From the Uganda game, rather.
I think so. Because if you look at Bafana of late, they've been able to put away teams. The squad that Hugo Bruch assembled, bar the issue with the goalkeeper, because we know the game that we drew came as a result of, well, I wouldn't say the penalty was like
legit or so.
Yeah, but like Veli Motwa, I don't know. It's probably because the legs have not really gotten going, because AmaZulu have not played a competitive match since the end of last season. So he wouldn't have been able to play a competitive match, almost like get his eyes together, get his hands and his reflexes together. One would have thought in that game, Sipho Chain was the one goalkeeper that you go to, because he's played, I think, two CAF matches, right?
Two CAF matches
and three MTN 8 matches.
So that's a total of five matches played.
So I just think in that regard, perhaps Hugo Bruch saw it as a case that from a pecking order type of vibes, you have Veli Motwa, who out of all the goalkeepers that he has, because Bruce was not there. So it's usually Bruce, Veli and Ronwin. But because Bruce was not there, Ronwin was not there, the obvious choice seemed to be Veli Motwa. It was unfortunate. There were chances that we created, but it's the resilience that Bafana showed, fighting until
the very end.
The very end, and ending a draw. It's not bad, because the team we drew against is joint top with us in the group with 4 points. And essentially, I think the return leg in Uganda might be the one that decides how things go.
Mm.
And also adding to the fact that two teams get to qualify for the AFCON in 2025 Morocco. So we still have a chance. South Sudan don't look like they can punch above. Congo only have 3 points, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, they only won one game. That was against South Sudan. So we're looking good. We just need to make sure that we capitalize on chances created and we don't have defensive frailties. Like, I mean, in two games, we conceded 4 goals. That is not good.
It's not good. Okay, well, the stats tell a very different story from the scoreline. Bafana, 18 shots to Uganda's 6, 7 shots on target to Uganda's 3, and 64% possession. But I suppose, Super Sub, if you're not going to win, at least don't lose.
Yeah, look, I think I echo everything that Len has said, because if you look at that game, I think it was gone, you know, and that equalizer in the last, in the dying minutes of the game sort of like became our winner, you know, to say we're still in the game, you know, and I think we are still in it with a chance. We just need to put away games like South Sudan when they come here, and obviously go and at least, if all fails, get another point from Uganda, you know, because we've seen that they can actually cause an upset. So I think we're still in with a chance. And also, isn't it, I stand to be corrected, Len, you mentioned that two teams goes through. Don't we have best-third finishers that go through in this?
No, that's for the actual competition.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's for the actual competition. But I still believe that we can still go through. I don't think Congo will pose much of a threat, but, you know, we've seen how this team play. You know, Len sat there last week and said Uganda is not a problem. And
I thought, but like on the that's balance of play, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, speaking of,
you can't actually like write off any team we've seen, you know.
I mean,
even today, maybe I'm jumping the gun a bit. Today, we almost came short, you know, so...
Yeah, speaking of dominance in the stats, but then the scoreline reflecting a slightly different story is Bafana's game today was extremely dominant. 72% possession, 22 shots, 9 of them on target with only a 3-2 win. So, again, a late goal from Mbata is what's needed for points.
Something interesting, and I think I stand to be corrected. Obviously, South Sudan is a new country. I think they scored more goals against us today than they have in the past 4 or 5 games. So those are the alarm bells I'm talking about in terms of saying defensively, we clearly had an issue. But at the end of the day, what's important is the 3 points that we collected.
Of course, yeah.
Away. What's important is the fact that we played in Orlando and we didn't lose. 1 point is better than no points.
Yeah, I fully agree with you. And I mean, today's game, yes, it almost slipped away, but the conditions, I don't think they favor the kind of football that we play. And then second half, it started pouring, which made it worse. We couldn't even control the ball. You know, I saw Rele Bukhile struggling. When he makes a turn, he slips. You know, those kind of things comes to play, you know.
What a talent.
No, he's exceptional.
The things and he did on Friday, my goodness.
And I think... we like to say this in this show, that boy needs to be protected by all costs, you know, because I think he's a national treasure, you know. And what I like about him is that I think he's got a very good attitude towards the game, and I think he's surrounded by people that actually understand the game and can actually nature him to become what we think he's gonna be, you know.
What I love about Rele is that he doesn't take himself too seriously, and let me not be taken out of context here.
Yeah.
He enjoys the game of football.
Yeah.
Always wearing a smile.
Yep.
But he understands the assignment.
The significance of him wearing the jersey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for him, as young as he is, he's got a very good head on his shoulders.
Mm.
I agree with you.
Just going into the comments here, Libor03 saying players are getting dropped after this international break. We won't see certain individuals next month. Also, why do we have so many games this season? Ask FIFA. I don't know. The number of games is insane. During this international break, we've seen multiple players come out and talk about it, including Kevin De Bruyne, who had a lot to say about what was going on and the volume of fixtures that players are expected to play. We've seen other players talk about it in the past as well. This is going to be in the spotlight constantly. And I feel for players. I really do. You can only expect the body to do so much. And there's a lot of fixtures for players. Speaking of those games coming up, Len, we'll get to that. Of course, those games coming up are against the Congo. The first fixture in South Africa on the 7th of October, and then on the 15th of October, away to Congo for the follow-up fixture for Cup of Nations qualifiers in the next international break.
So hopefully then we'll have the likes of your Ronwin back into the setup.
Yeah.
And speaking of today's game, I kind of felt Lyle Foster was very passenger. Mm. Hugo Bruch needed to be very decisive in maybe making a quick substitution or taking him out quicker and perhaps going with Ikram Reyners, for instance.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ikram has had some movement in his legs. It was against, I think he played one game before his move.
Did he play?
I think he played one game, the quarterfinals of the MTN 8, I stand to be corrected. And then following that, he was not able to play for Sundowns because then he was club tied for the cup, because he was a Sundowns player, then he would have played for Stellies when Stellies were playing against, I just forgot who Stellies played in the MTN 8 quarterfinals. So yeah, I think Hugo Bruch sort of like needed to make that sub very quickly. And but either way, we won the game. I think the team still showed that never die mentality. Mm-hmm. And it's something good to see.
Capello
Moreno. And you know, there's this thing, and I was actually listening to one of the journalists in the country who was making this valid point. His name is Nkareng Mate on one of the radio stations.
Yeah.
He was saying there's this obscure mentality that South Africans have whereby when we support the national team, there's still division in the ANC there where there's camps like, we only support Pirates players, we only support Chiefs players, we only support Pirates players, Sundowns, in. Whereas if you look at the support that we give the Springboks, we don't care whether you play for the Sharks or you play for the Bulls or you play for Racing 92. We are united behind a team. And I just wish that mentality can actually be the same for us football fans when we support Bafana Bafana.
Wouldn't you say it is just banter? You know, because I've seen a lot of it when we were playing AFCON, when a lot of Sundowns fans were like just saying that Sundowns is carrying the nation. And now Pirates fans are like, we are tired of Mbata being the rescue, you know. So I think it is just banter. At the end of the day, we do celebrate when Bafana Bafana win. You know? I think it's just banter. But
There's banter and there's like things. So in essence, are you telling me there's no banter in rugby?
I'm sure there is, you know, but you must understand the people that actually do these things, they only watch the Springboks. Half of the time, if you ask certain people which team does Chelsea Colby play for, they wouldn't even know, you know.
I hear you, but I'm just saying I think that mentality. It's very obscure, man.
Do you think it will come with success? If Bafana Bafana are more successful on the pitch?
See, it will still be there because then we're still going to point at
Sundowns is the reason why.
Pirates is rescuing us. And this is a new phenomenon. It never used to be like this. Bafana was Bafana as a team, national team that we watch and we all rally behind them.
Of late,
since people became Kwetu Warriors.
I was about to say, just say the social media. It was a discussion in Orlando. It was discussion back in the days.
Yeah.
It's just that now we've got social media. But Len, I get your point. And I think what I would like to say with regards to that is that we are seeing the importance of having our teams actually doing well. Having a player like Mbata, who's been performing week in and week out for Orlando Pirates, it's subsequently showing in Bafana Bafana. And having Sundowns players like performing the way they have has helped us as a nation. And we need Kaizer Chiefs to do the same. We need SuperSport to do the same. And actually, that actually benefits the country. And that's the importance that we should take out of this.
I'm going to go back to a comment I made a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I sat on this very chair and I said, we are not a footballing nation. We love the sport, but we are not a footballing nation. And let me tell you why I say that.
Yeah, yeah.
This time around.
Yeah.
Right? When, and obviously there's the internet and everything. When you are watching England, do you ever get to see English fans singling out City players, United players, Liverpool players? Not as much as
a lot.
Do.
No,
Rashford. In the press, it was a big thing.
You remember what Rashford went through?
I remember years ago, already before social media was a big thing, the English press made a big noise about certain clubs, players carrying the England side. And there were even issues within the England camp amongst players. So I think maybe this is why we love football. It's part of it. It's part of the banter. As long as it doesn't get into the camp, then we're happy, you know? So fans can say what they want. It's part of the fun, right? I'm with it.
I suppose.
Just banter, man.
One of my things that I want to bring up is the number of goals being shipped is a concern, right?
Yes.
4 goals in 2 games. It's too many.
Yeah.
Ronwen Williams to come back from a shoulder injury. Of course, the goalkeeper is not necessarily fully responsible for conceding goals himself.
Yeah.
But having that level of player, someone of the confidence building stature of Ronwen Williams, can boost the defense. And I think it could be a big deal when Ronwin's back for Bofana.
Definitely.
And it should be soon. I mean, the shoulder injury, it looks like he's overcoming it imminently. He should be back shortly.
Is it from all the trophies that he was lifting last
year?
It
definitely is.
It's resting his shoulder for
He's been kidding us.
No, don't take it there. Don't take it there. But like...
Go for it.
I think Ronwin coming back to the national team setup will be a big boost. A goalkeeper sometimes, for me, a goalkeeper is not only about shot-stopping and making the saves and whatever. He also marshals defense.
Yeah.
His view of the game is much better than the guys who are running up and down, you know? So with the mentality that he has and that he's shown, that we've seen for him or from him at Sundowns as well as at Bafana in games gone by, it's something that we do need. And I think, like you're saying, his return should be a big boost for those two games against Congo next month.
And also, just to add on that, it's not only Ronwin Williams that we're missing, you know. The center pair that has done so well for us in the African Cup of Nations is also injured is not there in Grant Kekana and Mvala, you know. So
The Lord.
You know, yes, he makes those mistakes, but I think he's one defender that has been so consistent. When it comes to Bafana games, I'm not sure about Mamelodi Sundowns, but when it comes to Bafana games, I think he's one defender that has been consistent. And, you know, having that center pair and what I'm trying to say is like having a new center pair and a new goalkeeper, I kind of like expected this kind of a problem where we're conceding a lot of goals.
Okay, well, for Bafana, the international break comes to an end, which means we can look forward to, in 4 days' time, the kickoff officially of the Betway Premiership. First game kickoff, Len Moleko, your thoughts on what's coming up as we start off the Betway Premiership, Royal AM versus Cape Town City on Saturday.
Hey, Royal AM, ne? Hey, that club is a problem.
Sink is back.
Royal AM is like the Chelsea of South African football. Yeah, respect Chelsea, man.
Leave Chelsea alone for now.
No, we'll get to them. They're a gift that keeps on giving. And no, I'm not talking about real gift G on the comments or gift real G on the comments.
You're not talking about hotels either.
Yes. Royal AM, obviously the FIFA ban is still on. They're still not able to sign players. They keep shipping off Sinkimnisi out and back into the team, family responsibility leave, special leave. It's as a team, they're bad for South African football.
Would you say that she finally realized that she can't run it and she needs somebody that can actually do the job? Because Sinkimnisi, let's be honest, he's quite experienced in terms of running football club.
Fair point. I hear you in that regard. However, he was there the first time.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, and
the same thing still happened.
He left for family responsibilities. Yes. And then now he's returned and they made the announcement today.
Look, let's be honest. You know, when he was there, Royal AM was not in a relegation position, you know.
They were still paying people off envelopes.
Look, I get what you're saying, Len. And I don't know. I just think they are dragging this thing too long. And I don't think the players that they have will be able to carry them throughout this season if they don't go sort out their problems with FIFA and actually get new players to actually boost their squad and try and maintain their status.
Well, they're running out of time.
They're running out
of time. Yeah, well, you alluded to 20th of September.
20th of September when the window closes. So that means they don't have a plan.
Do you imagine they have targets in place right now?
Hey, everybody's scooping up people. So if they don't move, then it means they're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no.
It's easy to actually point at them as probably relegation candidates before the season even starts, because they don't look like a team that is serious about the business that they're doing.
In contrast, Cape Town City,
who did their business very early, They're out of the MTN 8. That's fine. But that means they've had time to sort of like do touch-ups and sort out things that need to be sorted. Made a couple of decent signings. So Cape Town City is, it's always been a well-run club. John Committees is a football man through and through. He's been doing this for the longest time. Yeah. The tutorship of Eric Tinkler working alongside Lebza Manyama. So those are people who understand how to approach a season, the things that they need to do, and such and such and such. They didn't finish in the top eight by saying pretty pleased last season. So Cape Town City as a club and how it's run, proper. Royal AM, an embarrassment to the league.
Okay, ahead of Betway Premiership and away from Saturday's early kickoff there, Super Sub, what are you looking forward to? What do we expect from this season?
Pasta. Not in this country, at least.
Oh, no, not in this country. Maybe Mukhod.
Perhaps.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for me, I want this this season to be one to remember. I think Betway has shown that they've shown so much trust in the PSL with the sponsorship that they are giving them. And I just want to see good football being displayed. Bumps in the seats, you know.
Very key, that. That one is very key.
It's very key. And I'm hoping that when Kaizer Chiefs actually start their league run as well, you know, Kaizer Chiefs fan, because they've been starved of football for the longest time while other teams were playing MTA and 8K, they can also go and fill up the stadiums, you know, and support their team. So I'm looking forward to see what Nabi can do actually for Kaizer Chiefs.
Look, for Chiefs, and in to their credit, their first game is against Marumo. And if memory serves me correctly on the fixture, it's an away game.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's an away game in Bloom. And we know what happens in Bloom.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Bloom fans don't mess around.
Yeah.
They go to the stadium and they make sure that they pack it to the rafters.
Yeah.
So for Chiefs, first game,
they're much
looking forward to it. Yes. And I really think it's going to be packed. And with the amount of business that Chiefs has been doing.
Definitely.
I'm looking forward to a very exciting season this season. I don't think, you know, last season, the season before that, it was almost easy to preempt that Sundowns is going to run away with it. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the case this season.
So yeah, Coach Nabi coming out this week saying he's trying to manage expectations for Chiefs fans, which is a good thing to try to manage it, but there's only so much managing of expectations you can do with Kaizer Chiefs, right? So Coach Nabi coming out saying that the fans mustn't expect him to deliver a trophy this season. His focus is to build a strong team that will do well in the future.
Fair point.
He's a smart man.
That is as good PR as you can do, because I think, like you said, they've done their business.
Yeah.
We expect them to bounce back significantly.
Mm.
But if you manage the expectations of the fans, it takes some pressure off the players.
Yep.
Just a small statement like that can take some pressure off the players, and it can help them in a huge way. So hopefully they do well this season. But what is doing well this season? Top four would be a great achievement.
It would be a miracle.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you take it to a miracle?
If you look at who you have to take off of the throne for top four, there's
Stelis.
So there's Pirates. SuperSport, Pirates.
Sundowns
and Stelis.
I would add
Cape Town Cities, Cape Town City, and SuperSport United.
Kukuna United, I'd maybe.
Yeah, throw maybe them not in. A miracle, but yeah, they would have done well, exceptionally well to be in top four.
To be in top four. I think, especially if you look at the first four that we mentioned, Stelis, Sundowns, Pirates, and who else did we mention?
SuperSport. Stelis, Sundowns.
Sundowns, Stelis, Pirates.
Cape Town City, Super Sport. And do not leave out Sikukuna United.
Yeah.
Because they have a way of just turning things around and getting the results that they need. So they might be there and thereabout. TS Galaxy has the ability to also come in and disturb the peace. So that is why I'm alluding to the fact that I don't think the season is going to be as easy as it has been for the past couple of seasons when Sundowns was walking away. By December, you already know that Ah, okay. Santos won the leagues. We must determine who finishes second and who finishes third, and also going on the Chiefs point, I think Chiefs fans should also what's the word I'm looking for? They should manage their expectations. Mm. Yes, we know Chiefs is a big team in the aspect of numbers, but of late, that bigness has not bigged. Do you know what I mean?
For the longest time, it's not been bigging.
Yeah, yeah, it's not even been bigging, you know?
So, what English is that?
Expecting somebody like Naby to come in and suddenly perform miracles, that's not going to happen. Yes, he's made some decent signings, granted.
Yeah.
But miracles are not going to happen overnight. Chiefs fans need to be patient. They need to trust the process.
Yeah, I agree with you. They need to trust the process, you know. And I read somewhere, Len, and I don't know how true this is, that Arthur Zwane could be making his way to the technical team because they've lost the assistant manager.
I read a rumor like that as well.
But they haven't said anything, actually.
I don't remember Kaizer Chiefs making an official announcement about Mangetho going back to be assistant.
Yeah.
I've just seen the rumors in the rumor mill there somewhere there.
Yeah, look... Yeah, they have to really, really manage those expectations and allow that man to build a team, you know. If we can get them into top eight this season and at least contest for a Carling or a Nedbank, you know, I think it would have been a good season. But definitely we need to see Kaizer Chiefs up there fighting Mamelodi Sundowns and Pirates. Orlando Pirates, you know.
Mm. Because a lot of the members of the BOG, the board of governance,
yeah,
have this sentiment that South African football needs a winning Kaizer Chiefs.
That's only Tim Suka as a chief.
No, John Committee said the same thing on the sentiment that a winning Kaizer Chiefs means wherever Kaizer Chiefs goes to play, fans actually do go to the stadium, and that helps.
And they can carry Bafana Bafana.
It's been a while since they've been able to do that.
Speaking of things that are good for South African football, Betway have been very good for South African football. And of course, with the Betway Premiership, there's loads of great new promos coming your way. Watch this space. In the next week or so, we will have information about something very special lined up from Betway for PSL punters. So that is going to be a lot of fun. But if you're looking to top up your Betway account now, there's a very cool Betway Bucks promotion. How you qualify is you click on the Deposit Here button on your Betway app. Top up your account using Betway Bucks or using a Betway Bucks voucher, and you'll receive a message detailing your bonus. And then you click Claim Here to receive your bonus. Now, those bonuses can be cash, sports bonuses, or extra bets. You can find more info on that on the Betway app under Promo Voucher. So you just click on Menu, Promo Voucher. It'll take you to the Betway, up the Betway Bucks promo. And remember that is only valid till 30 September. So get those top-ups in there now. Betway Premiership, let's continue down the line. Of course, this weekend's fixtures, the next one is the late game on Saturday night, Polokwane City versus AmaZulu.
I think AmaZulu should win that match. Polokwane did not really well. They nicked it towards the end of the season, and that's how they got into the top eight. AmaZulu obviously didn't get into the top eight, but I just feel with some of the changes that were made at AmaZulu, some of the incomings, AmaZulu might just nick it.
I actually think otherwise, I think Polokwane City, having played some competitive matches and having Apolis playing the way that he has,
assuming he'll still be there come the start of the season.
There's that as well. You know, but I think Polokwane City should easily edge AmaZulu on that one.
Apolis, man of the match today for Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, Mr. Braceman.
Yeah.
Big ups to him.
Yeah.
Good player there.
He's a quality player. Yeah. And I'm sad for him that deal didn't go through. You know, I think he deserved to get that break where he goes to play outside the country, you know. And
Rumor has it that now there's other vultures, like Len was saying, that...
I spoke about vultures, see me. Super sabo.
You know what I mean, man. Like, there's clubs that are locally that are interested in him, so...
Who are the vultures locally?
You know them. You know the big vulture.
Me, I shall keep quiet.
Okay, so you still backing AmaZulu for that one?
Yeah, AmaZulu for the win.
Close game, Super Sub.
Close game, but I think Polokwane City should easily edge AmaZulu.
Okay. Maybe so. The next fixture on Sunday will be played in Richards Bay against TS Galaxy. Surely TS Galaxy, Richards Bay going to have a long season ahead of them again.
Yeah, but I think their transfer ban has been lifted, ne?
Did they sort out their issues?
I think they did. I think Richards Bay, TS Galaxy, there was another team in the National First Division, the Motsepe Foundation Championship, that was also under a transfer ban. I think that has been lifted. They sorted that out. So they're still able to bring in players. But TS Galaxy, the momentum that they had last season, I think they should easily take all 3 points in that game, be it they're going to be playing away. But still, TS Galaxy, still a quality side. We saw them last season. And with the return of Sied Ramovic, you know, it's just project continuing. Yeah. So they should be able to pick it up from where they left it off last season.
Speaking of their transfer ban for Richards Bay, it was overturned in June already, where FIFA had confirmed that they overturned that ruling for the ban for Richards Bay. So they do have some time to get into the market till the 20th of September. Okay, those are the weekend fixtures. Let's touch on the midweek fixtures coming up in the Betway Premiership. Tuesday, the Tshwane Derby, Mamelodi Sundowns against SuperSport United.
SuperSport United to win.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a close one. I think I'm going to go with a draw on that one. I think it's going to be a draw, 1-1 draw, something like that. I don't think Mamelodi Sundowns are going to take it lie down.
As I substantiate.
Please do.
Because I see Marco is looking at me. But finish off Super Sub.
I think Sundowns is under a lot of pressure now. You know, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to come back and to winning ways. I think it's just going to be a draw. And SuperSport, they can always cause an upset. But I don't think it's going to be enough to win that match. I think it's going to be a draw.
I think, you know, when you get into the habit of winning, especially as a team, Man United went through this. Chiefs is going through this. Well, Man United is still going through that.
Mm.
Chelsea is...
I thought we're going to have a week off, eh?
I'll go easy on them. Sundowns, it's almost like victory has defeated them.
Wow, Len.
That's a very big statement.
He's saying this after, what, 2 MTN8 fixtures?
Granted, but there's some level of disjointment in that already the 216 fans are starting to press panic buttons.
You flatter SuperSport with the number of fans, but not with the quality of their football. Super Sub.
Would you say that the new coach, in inverted commas, he did not manage the expectations of his fans? He thought it was just going to be a smooth ride or a continuation of the previous season. Because he has done a lot of interviews talking about the new tactical approach that Mamelodi Sundowns is going to be playing and all of that. And not once did he mention that we actually lost a giant in Rulani. And
he would never say that.
Sorry?
He would never say that.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. You know, I think maybe he missed an opportunity to at least manage expectations, because when, or maybe he's confident about what he's going to deliver, but I feel like he missed an opportunity to sort of like manage expectations, because yes, a lot of fans think like the departure of Rulani was a small thing for them, and anyone can come at Mamelodi Sundowns and take over. But I think they're going to have a rude awakening this season.
The thing is, there's this popular belief or this popular sentiment that people have in that they think a team as good as however good a team is. Remember how good Barcelona were.
Mm.
Pep left, and I think Tata Martino came through. What happened to Barcelona?
Yeah, but Pizzo left Sundowns.
But the transition from Pizzo to Rulani / co-coaching 3 million coaches at the same time, it almost seemed easy. And perhaps we don't know.
This doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, we don't know the input that Rulani had in terms of tactical approach to helping Pizzo coach the team.
Mm. Well, it'll be an interesting fixture. I think that I agree in terms of Sundowns aren't a shoo-in for the win because obviously SuperSport United are coming in with far more consistency. Gavin's been there for some time now. They should be more relaxed ahead of the fixture in a way, but Sundowns, they're confident. I mean, they've been dominant in South African football for long enough. I think it's going to be a tough game to call. It's a Tshwane derby. It's never going to be just a straight, easy call. But I fancy Sundowns to shade it.
And if there's, actually, if you look at it, outside of Cape Town City, do you know who was the last team to beat Sundowns?
We've spoke about it. TS Galaxy beat them as well. Last season?
No, last season they only lost one game.
In the league.
Oh, okay. That was Cape Town City.
It was SuperSport. No. Outside of Cape Town City. The last team to beat Sundowns was SuperSport United.
The season before.
Yes. Lost.
Yeah. Samkelo, I know. 260 fans FC. Lynn.
It's Ben. You see, we are studying again.
It's Ben.
I said
but you can't vent with reality.
Have you counted them? Super sub.
I saw them at Masterpiece.
Then one of the teams that we've been singing the praises of, Stellenbosch, they take on Golden Arrows at one of the 7:30 kickoffs on Wednesday night. It's our first concurrent kickoff fixture list in the Betway Premiership. Stellenbosch versus Golden Arrows. I mean, Stelly's at home.
Where are they playing? By the cow crawl there? Or are they still Moses Mabidaring? Because has the cow crawl been sorted? Because it was under construction because it got trampled on when an under 20 rugby competition was playing there.
Mm.
And it just became
horrific. According to my information here, it'll be at Athlone Stadium in Cape Town.
Also, the Athlone Stadium is also, they also done with because it was being polished there.
Yeah, so which means then they are still busy with the cow what?
Mm.
No, they'll go to Athlone.
Yes, which means they're still busy.
Still sorting out the cow thing to turn it into a stadium. Yes.
So,
practice ground that thing, man.
Yeah?
Can't call that thing a stadium, man.
Okay, it's a training pitch. Hey.
Yeah, it's a training pitch.
I think even Sturrock Park is probably a better venue than that stadium.
Schoolfield. Orlando Pirates versus Chipper United. Super sub, you're a Pirates fan. I'll let you start with this one. Chipper can be dangerous.
We saw last season what they did to Orlando Pirates. I will just go in that game as Orlando Pirates and just wait for the results and not have any expectations because I know Orlando Pirates and I'm hoping that it's something that it changes this season. The consistency in the league, it's a problem for Orlando Pirates. But I don't have expectations, Marco. I don't know if Orlando Pirates is going to win that match, honestly speaking.
Have you noticed something? Every time Super Sub speaks about Pirates, he beams with joy. He's like a teenager in love.
He loves his club.
I love my club.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just saying observation, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I think one thing to keep in mind is that Chipper United, their players have not seen any football.
True.
I know Pirates haven't had loads of football.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a couple games under the belt.
Mm.
And then also your players are playing international football. So they're getting in the running. There's not been enough games for them to say they're tired because they've played for Bafana during the week.
They still have to edge Joaning over the weekend, you know.
Before that game, they still have. So they would have played six games before they play their league game.
But surely it's too early in the season to say they've played too many games and they're tired ahead of this fixture. But they've got a run of games behind them, which puts them in an advantageous position. Definitely. You'd imagine. ahead of the Chipper United fixture, where Chipper still need to find their legs in the season.
True. And I think if you're going to go up against a team that already has momentum and you don't have momentum, it's give or take. Chipper might take advantage because they've been resting, they've been working out their movements, probably playing some friendly games against Umtata Bushbucks there somewhere in the Eastern Cape.
Who's captaining them? William Gay.
Yeah, you know. So it could go either way, but I think I'm leaning more towards Pirates winning because already some of their players, the Maswangais of this world, Rele and Mbata, they've already been playing. Sipho Chaine, they've already been playing. So, and the rest of the squad, because it would have been six games already, you know. But let's see first how things go against Joaneng, because that might be a tricky fixture.
I've got a question for you, and I think you know the question, Len.
You've got a question for me?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know the question.
Okay, I think you can guess. Do you think he should get the number 10?
Masangani. Yeah, while we're here. Okay. While we're here.
Okay.
The Dark Prince, Jomo.
Your thoughts, Len Mulik.
The greatest coach of all time was Jomo Cosmos.
he's your friend, Len.
you played with him, eh? Prof Len.
Okay, cool. Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yes, please.
Len Moleko, you make me smile.
Look, Tito is a very talented player.
Yeah.
Pirates have had players who've nibbled the number 10 jersey. I think especially more where Kev is involved.
Yeah.
Because remember, from a club perspective where the league is concerned, the Pirates don't have a jersey number 10 that they have allocated, the squad number 10 that they have allocated to a specific place.
Until?
No.
Indefinitely. It's right now. It's,
as it stands now.
It's retired.
But until?
Oh, okay. That's another question. Yeah.
Look, some jerseys are heavy. Right? And with Tito wearing the 10 in Kef, it's fine because Kef numbers, you can't wear number 87.
Yeah.
Like you do in the league.
Yes, of
course.
It's
squad numbers from 1 to, I think, 24, depending on how many players have got registered.
Yeah.
All right? So, that's fine. He can wear the number 10. I think Vincent has worn it as well during Champions League matches. Yeah. And other players. But where the league is involved, I don't think the Black Prince is far off by saying you can't compare an elephant to an ant.
Yeah, but my issue is, do you think, is it a fair statement to categorize it like that, you know, to say, you know, he's not, basically just saying he's not good enough.
No. I think, you see, when it comes to speaking figuratively,
yeah,
I think a lot of people allowed that statement to fly over their heads.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
With Brajay using the word elephant to describe himself,
yeah,
he's talking about the giant that he is from a South African football perspective, even during his playing days. Whereas if you look at Tito, he's yesterday's boy. We can't already be comparing him to Jomo now because he still has to earn his stripes.
Yeah.
He hasn't left the wedding to go score goals.
He does not have to do that.
I'm just adding <his eyes. laughs> All right. So I think the comparison, figuratively speaking, makes sense in that, yo, this guy still needs, there's a lot that he still needs to do. But people took it as if it was an insult. It's like he was just referring to himself as a giant of South African football.
Yeah, we will refer him as a giant, you know, because we've seen what he has done. But I just feel like when you are a legend like Jomo, you know, and you are... A question like that is posed at you, I think there's a better way of answering it and still uplift the young man, you know, and say, you know what, I don't think he is where he should be, but if he can reach the heights that I have reached, maybe we can look at it. Done. You know what I'm saying?
The other thing I think that irritated Brajay,
yeah,
with the comparison that was made between him and Tito.
Yeah.
He made a comment that, like, yo, I was watching a Pirates game the other day and he was busy there dancing with the ball, but moving towards his goalpost.
Yeah.
And if people are going to compare me with him, I didn't do that towards my goalpost. I did it in the opposition's half, whereby I was opening up chances for a goal to be scored. And we've spoken about that whole dancing on the ball thing where South African football is involved.
I know. I just feel like he's got no... There's no need for him to sort of like bash the young man, you know. And also, I guess it also gets tiring to be asked this question over and over again, because they've been Raja Ali, who've been compared to him, and your likes of Kalinge and them, you know, they were compared to him, you know.
Yeah, but some of these statements belong out in the cosmos somewhere. The last fixture for the first round of the Betway Premiership's first round of fixtures, or match day one, Skikune United against New Boys Magesi FC.
I think Magesi will get a welcome. What do you call that? Welcome again? The phrase just escapes me now.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's basically an unfriendly welcome.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
A rude awakening. They will get a rude awakening. Skukune will deal with them, I think, easily. I should take Coach
Linton Larsen.
I think two or three games to start.
Yeah. The good thing about him is that he's not a newbie.
Yes.
You know, and usually I think a lot of teams that come up into the Premiership, they come up with coaches that have never really been coaching in the Premiership and they tend to struggle. So I think with him being there, navigated those waters, I think it will be easier for Magesi to find their feet. It might not be the first game, but
just
I think...
Just not this week, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to find their feet soon enough.
And that's a little wrap of our Betway Premiership action coming up this week. Be sure to check out the Betway app. Loads of cool promos. And keep an eye out. Log on daily to see what that cool new Betway Premiership promo is going to be. It is coming out this week. So just keep your eyes on that one. A very, very cool, sneaky new promotion coming courtesy of Betway for the Betway Premiership. Right, moving along. Let's jet off to the UK. It feels weird saying that without Sepia. But jetting off to the UK, Premier League action kicks off again this weekend after the international break. Do you guys want to talk about Nations League at all? Doesn't matter.
No. Hey?
Just Cristiano Ronaldo, 901 goals now.
Oh, we expect him to score. So.
He scores.
Was he playing against Latvia?
No.
I kid. Jeez.
No.
I kid. I was just trying to, you know? Yeah. Rattle the cage.
I don't know. Man United fans enjoyed that Scotland-Portugal game. It was all Man United or ex-Man United players scoring there. We didn't even mention that. We were talking about Ronwen Williams earlier. We didn't even mention his nomination for the Ballon d'Or Best Goalkeeper category.
Oh, yeah. Big ups to him.
Big ups to Ronwen. Well deserved.
And if we look at the list of people that he's up against, I think he stands a chance.
He does stand a chance. He does stand a chance.
And he's exploited AFCON as well. I mean, the Spain goalkeeper, I just forgot his name, never really got tested. In the Euros, never really got tested.
Yeah, look, I mean, what that boy did in the AFCON was something else. And I foresee him winning that thing, eh?
Yeah, we wish him all the luck in the world. But
first goalkeeper from South Africa
to be nominated.
Yeah, that's big. Eh?
Incredible achievement.
Third in the continent after Onana.
If they win
Mendy.
If he wins it, they need to put a statue there somewhere in Pretoria. They need to decide which.
Alan Day.
On top
of the yellow wall.
Okay, to our Premier League action. Of course, the month of August has passed. Len Moleko, your manager of the month for the month of August. The nominees are Arteta, Pep Guardiola, Fabian Hertzler, and Arne Slot.
I'd give it to Arne.
It's between Arne and Hertzler.
Yeah.
You know, because I think the other two, we sort of like expected that.
We expect them to do well. Yeah, I think Arteta's Arsenal weren't flying the way that we expect them to do, based on the level of quality they've got. Obviously, City are flying, but we just We never celebrate City anymore when they're doing well.
Yeah, I'd give it to Slot Ball, more so because he's new in this league. He's won 3 out of 3. Fabian, yes, he's a young manager. He's managed to win 2 out of the 3 games that he's played thus far. So
unbeaten.
Unbeaten, yes. No? But on the return of points, it's between Ane and Pep. And because we are so... because of Pep, I'd give it to Ane.
Yeah, I'll give it to Fabian. Honestly speaking, I think Ane, yes, he came in. It's a new league. He's a new manager. But look, he's got good punch there, you know. And he's done well. I'm not taking that away from him. But I just feel like not many of us expected Fabian to do as good as he did in the first 3 games.
I think purely from a tactical standpoint, Ane slot, because as phenomenally well as Fabian Hertzler has done, and his age, etc. If you take all of those little attributes away from it and you look at it purely from a managerial tactical standpoint, I think Ane Slot has shaded it. I think he's done wonders for converting Liverpool into a side that is both pragmatic and imposing. He's done a terrific job there. So
you know what's an interesting thing? Every football analyst in the world will not finish a football conversation without using the word pragmatic. I find it so fascinating.
It's our word. We've got a very small book of words that we want to use.
It's like enterprising.
Yeah.
Low block.
High line.
Transition.
Transition.
And, the other one that we like to use is swagger. Plays with a certain amount of swagger. That's another favorite.
Football dictionary.
Yeah. Player of the month.
This is easy.
Yeah. Saka.
No. Mm-hmm. We don't have to mull over this. This one does not even need a supercomputer. Erling Haaland.
Because of the hat-tricks?
Yes. When you score 7 goals in 3 games.
Exactly. Already, just give him the golden boot already.
Just like,
let's just get it over and done. Because by the way things are looking, do you know that Leicester obviously got away with the PSR points deduction?
Yes,
that was gonna
happen.
Like with that happening and Leicester saying, actually, you can't be fining us for financial misdemeanors because the time that you are looking at, the books that we are giving you, we weren't part of the Premier League. We were relegated. So you can't put us in that mess. And that's a technicality that they got away with that got them to win the case. But now with the Premier League not being or looking blind spot, what are the chances that City is going to run amok with them?
We'll see. We'll see when those 115 charges are presented in the courtroom. But we will only know around December or early next year. We believe proceedings are likely to start soon, sometime this month, but they will be in private and we won't know what's going on. But yes, Erling Haaland for me is the pick for player of the month. I think it's easy to give it to a player who scored 7 goals. That's remarkable. Ahead of this weekend's fixtures, Len Moleko, we got some good action coming up. Our weekend starts off on the South Coast, Manchester United traveling to Southampton.
Despite all their ailments, I think United easily, they should win this. Southampton are still trying to find their feet in the league. So United for the win.
Ah, an easy United win.
Yeah, I have some concerns with where the goals will come from, but Bruno Fernandes performing once again in a Portugal shirt. We know his quality. Joshua Zirkzee did well for the Netherlands in his first start for his country. Man United have quality footballers and they're not making it work. We know this.
They've quality got quality footballers, but they've got a nonsense manager.
Well, Man United weren't really necessarily performing that well with Jose Mourinho, who's certainly not a nonsense manager. So there's problems at the club. Hopefully they overcome them slowly with the new ownership.
And so it goes.
Let's move on. Brighton, Fabian Hertzler to take on Ipswich. Ipswich have a tough start to life in the Premier League.
Look, they did well against Fulham to get that draw, 1 point already. But I think on this one, Brighton will be too bright for them.
The seagulls will pick away at those ponies.
They will fly away with it.
Crystal Palace versus Leicester. Palace at home Saturday. It's 4 o'clock. There's no lights on yet. So I always worry when Sellers Park doesn't have lights on. As soon as there's lights in Sellers Park, I'm worried for you. But Leicester have been playing well. Not overly well, but well. Jamie Vardy's still scoring goals. But I fancy Crystal Palace to shade this.
Yeah, they'll shake it off. Palace. They're at home.
They're at home. They need to get going.
You know?
It's a tough game for Leicester. I think Leicester are the sort of team that can overrun another team. But Palace have legs in them as well.
Yeah.
And they'll work hard. And I think that's Leicester will outwork you for a win. But Crystal Palace, a team that you're not going to outwork. You have to outshine them.
And Oliver's like consistency is starting to take shape. So I also fancy Palace.
Fulham against West Ham, another 4 o'clock kickoff on Saturday afternoon. Fulham at home. It's a London derby in some ways.
Draw.
Super sub.
I think West Ham is going to edge Fulham.
Fulham's a very tricky one for me to call, and it's going to be all season. I think that they've got a squad of very good experienced players and players with a lot of quality, but they're not the youngest team in the league. And that concerns me. I think West Ham are going to really start finding their feet in a month or two with the new managerial style, etc. It's going to be a close game, but I fancy West Ham to just shade it. Liverpool at home to Notts Forest.
Anfield, yes, Nottingham has got some pretty decent signings that they've made. Decent squad. But Liverpool are just...
They're a machine.
Slot ball is slotting.
Yeah.
Like the slot machine.
My only concern is that Liverpool look unbeatable at times, right? Yes. And they go through these phases, and we saw it under Jurgen Klopp, where they just look unstoppable. And then a team that you never expect to come up against them and do anything comes up and upsets the cart.
If it was an away game, maybe I would lean more towards perhaps Nottingham doing a number on them. But at Anfield, I don't see none of that happening.
Look, it's my money that's going into this. So yeah, Liverpool for the win. Super sub.
Liverpool for the win.
City at home to Brentford, same time, Saturday afternoon.
Ah, obvious.
City for a win.
Yeah.
15 FC to win.
Do you have concerns about Brentford this season?
Look, they do punch above their weight here and there. But some fixtures, you just look at them as like you are Brentford, you're playing Man City at the Etihad. Surely you just go there to honor the fixture because you know what's going to happen. And then you'll dust yourself off and try again the following weekend. But City, however, mentally, they might have Champions League in mind because I think next weekend is the start of the complicated new Champions League format.
Yeah, we'll get into that. My concern with Brentford is without Ivan Toney, what do you do?
They survive pretty much the last season with him.
But Mbeumo is there. But he's been doing well for them.
Mbeumo has been like really good. I mean, he's nominated for Player of the Month. So it just goes to show you that he's really good.
They survive without Ivan Toney. But still, I think in tough fixtures, I don't think they have enough. And they don't get any tougher than a trip to the Etihad. Aston Villa against Everton.
Villa.
Trousing, surely.
Villa.
Yeah, no,
Everton falling apart at the seams. Villa's ball
is something else. Eh?
Yeah. I mean, it's at Villa Park. Everton falling apart at the seams right now. I think they'll bounce back at a certain point, and they will apply themselves in a better fashion. But it's too early in the season for them to turn around this sort of form against a very good Aston Villa side. Bournemouth hosting Chelsea Saturday night.
Owned by who?
It will still be owned by the same company. Todd Bowley might not have involvement at that point. Look, we expect that won't happen imminently.
Like with Chelsea, so I'm going to digress a little bit. Like, what the hell is going on at that club?
Shots, close your ears, man.
Because it seems like there's a different philosophies and mentalities on how to run the club between Todd Bowley and just forgot the other guy's, the company that the other guy is heading. There's that battle. There's a battle about why did we let Pochettino go. There's a battle about the kind of players that they buy. And then there's 20,000 players that they have. PSR might catch up with them one of these good days because of squad size and everything. So everything that is happening in the boardroom, at some point, it's going to filter down to the club.
It's been filtering down.
You know? And do not be surprised if Bournemouth goes to town with Chelsea and show them that they're not a football club.
So it's an interesting dilemma, the Todd Boehly case. Of course, the financial fair play issue is likely to be a non-issue for Chelsea now currently because they managed to sell hotels to assist the company. I don't know how on earth that gets passed by the Premier League as being admissible for a way to meet financial fair play legislation. I mean, it's ludicrous to think that you can sell it to assist the company without an evaluation being placed upon the investment.
Yeah, there's a lot ludicrous. There's a lot of loopholes that you can get around, and that's why
ask Leicester.
Well, but if that's our mentality, and we're saying that they can sell things to assist the company, Man City are scot-free as of January. Because all of their loopholes are very similar. It's the owner of the club sponsored the team in a real financial transaction.
Yeah.
So if you're going to let Chelsea get away with this, you can't come at City. That's all I'm going to say on that matter. But Chelsea, surely they win this.
Venture capitalists, they're losing.
They're losing in Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. They've got some quality in that side. They have to offload some players by tomorrow to the Greek league before that window closes. But
or the Betway Premiership as well. Still have time. We still have 10 days to go.
Yeah.
Can sell Cole Palmer to Kaiser Chiefs. Why not?
Cole Palmer is not going anywhere.
So wishful thinking. I wanted to make Marco smile. Okay.
You can look at the other 25 that are training on the other pitch there, not the main pitch.
With the babies, with the under 21s.
Okay, Sunday, early kickoff. A North London pasta derby.
Sundowns.
Spurs.
Arsenal will win. I don't think the absence or the alleged absence of Martin Odegaard is too much of a worry. I still think there's depth. Still waiting on news on Califiori because he limped out in the game.
Against Timber as well. France.
Timber is also a doubt. But I think there's enough backup and some training videos that I saw from Arsenal. Sterling is looking sharp.
Yeah, because I was
Sterling's a good player. I expect to see him already on Sunday at some point. I don't expect him to start, but I expect to see him at some point on Sunday.
I actually expect him to start with Rice banned.
Martin Odegaard out.
Martin Odegaard out.
Banned Rice.
That was a fantastic burn.
Carry on, Jupas. I'm sorry.
With those absences, I'm trying to think how Arsenal is going to line up. And I'm thinking, you know, because obviously Partey will obviously have to do the cleaning up, you know, and they're going to need that creative player. I'm thinking Trossard will have to start as well.
Partey, Jorginho.
But if you're starting Trossard and Raheem Sterling,
there's no room then for Saka.
What about Martinelli, Saka?
Because Jesus is also injured, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but Havertz is going to play at 9, surely.
I think Havertz is going to drop. I think Havertz is going to play the 10 role.
So who'll play at 9?
Well, Sterling, you're going to play a false 9.
Sterling can play at 9.
I don't know. I get the sense that
perhaps you start with eight. I don't know.
Perhaps Sterling is going to try create from 10, or maybe Havertz will drop down to 10 and Sterling plays at 9.
You're going to need somebody at that 10, and I'm fencing Sterling to come on.
I'm fencing that'll be an interesting Havertz move to play that one.
Is it?
But from a defensive point of view, I think we should be fine. Saliba is okay. Gabriel is okay. Ish, but let me not say Gabriel is okay because Brazil still needs to play tomorrow morning. So
and there's
crossed.
Also traveling as well.
There's also traveling as well.
I think without Dominic Solanke in the Spurs side, it will be difficult for them to impose serious problems upon that Arsenal defense.
I think worst results for Arsenal, it will be a draw.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of goals. Yeah. In North London derbies normally do have quite a few goals, but I don't see a lot of goals in this one.
Yeah.
And then the last fixture of the weekend, Wolves are hosting Newcastle at Molineux.
Newcastle should win. Wolves are still struggling. They haven't really convinced me thus far.
Mm.
So I think Eddie will find a way.
I like Newcastle. Well, they're not playing Champions League football. In their last three fixtures, they've played, it's been two Newcastle wins and a 2-2 draw between Wolves and Newcastle back in October of last year. So that was at Molineux. That's the last fixture of this type, ended in a 2-2 draw. But I fancy Newcastle to shade this one. I don't think they'll run away with it, but I fancy them to shade this one. And that's a wrap-up of your Premier League fixtures this weekend. Remember to top up your Betway account using a Betway Bucks voucher and enter into that cool Betway Bucks promo where you can get way more with Betway.
Exactly.
Len Moleko, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Just some interesting story that I read. If we go worldwide with Tepi Worldwide, not here, but still brought to you by Betway's Aviator.
Yeah, baby.
A quick story that I found very fascinating that a lot of English people were very upset that Lee Carsley did not sing the national anthem.
Hey, politics will sneak its way into football, eh?
But he's Irish.
But he was born in England.
But he's Irish?
No, he's not Irish. He was born in England. He just opted to play for Ireland. Isn't it, Marco?
No, I think he's Irish. He's Irish.
No, man. He was born in...
No, the one that's the other way around. I think Declan Rice and somebody, I think it's Jack Grealish, who were born.
They scored against Ireland. And they scored against Ireland.
So there were many stories.
They even played for Ireland.
No, man. Lee Carsley was born in England. I'm telling you now.
No, Lee Carsley is an Irishman.
He just played for Ireland.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is the country that you choose...
He was born in Birmingham in England.
Oh, okay. So you are right, Supersub, my bad.
But he represented Ireland at international level and made 40 appearances for the Republic of Ireland.
So are you telling me, that do you think Hugo Bruch sings Nkosi Sikelela?
No. But, I mean, if he knows it, why not?
No, but should it be mandatory for him to sing?
No.
Okay, that's a bad example though, because there's not the same history like between England and Ireland.
No. I get that. But I'm just saying,
all I'm saying is that Lee Carsley shot himself in the foot. He's not going to get that job in a permanent role.
Look, England are playing...
So far, he's looking good for the job.
Good. Like, the handbrake is off now. Eh?
Is it?
Yes, the handbrake is off.
And we know the English press, they just, they'll bite onto anything.
They get excited over it.
So you didn't want to save the king?
For who?
Charlie, you're safe. Don't worry.
So I just found that extremely fascinating. And going back to players actually having a lot of football to play, I wanted to make this point earlier on that FIFA Pro have actually also come out and said the amount of football that is being played is insane. Bernardo Silva came out and saying that it's Nations League and then come back, it's league football, and then, following week Champions League.
But Club World Cup's going to be a big thing.
And yeah, then there's a Club World Cup, which...
Because they're going to... Kevin De Bruyne saying that, depending on how far you go, you might just have 3 weeks of break. That 3 weeks still include you coming for pre-season.
Yeah.
So I just think the Club World Cup is... For me, I feel like it's not an unnecessary tournament. Perhaps if it was done every 2 years during the off season, but then it might clash with other tournaments like your Euros and your Copa America.
Because they've also added more leagues in the European calendar as well, conference as well. It's a lot.
Footballers are not. They're not machines, guys.
Only one. But Norway don't qualify for every...
so much football as well. It's crazy.
But if Norway qualified for every tournament, then I'd say there's one player who can play in everything because Erling Haaland is a machine. Well, he's a robot.
He only scores for Norway when Odegaard is playing.
Oh, yeah, well, he's also a different machine for Man City than what he is for Norway as well.
Fair point, because if you've got Kevin De Bruyne, David, Bernardo Silva,
feeding you.
Phil Foden feeding you. Of course you're going to be a machine like Erling Haaland. But yeah, that's pretty much one thing that I wanted to touch on, which I found very fascinating.
Super sub.
Luis Suarez, guys, he retires from international football. What a journey.
Yeah, what a player.
I'll remember him for that hand, though.
Yeah, I was there. I was behind that goal.
And oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and from that day on, geez, I never look at that man the same. No matter how was much it, quality he possessed, I just...
Yeah, was it Asamoah Gyan that missed the penalty?
Yeah, Asamoah Gyan missed the penalty, you know, and yeah, the man retires from
international. He really sunk his teeth into his career, and it's been, it's been a beautiful one.
Sunk his teeth into more than just his career.
Well, yeah.
Luis Suarez, there's one little thing that I want to bring up, and there was a discussion that I saw on social media. Luis Suarez versus Erling Haaland. Who are you putting in your team?
Luis Suarez.
Erling Haaland.
I have one answer for this, and it was what I posted on socials as well, is that it depends on who is in the rest of my squad. What does the rest of my squad look like? If I have a lot of creative players like Man City currently have, then I'll have Erling Haaland. He's going to swallow up chances. He's going to score you lots of goals. If you need someone with a bit of magic that's going to create something out of nothing, Luis Suarez is your guy. Erling Haaland's not going to create something
out of
nothing.
But also, let's be honest, Luis Suarez played, like most of his goals, he played in very good systems as well when he was at Liverpool.
Liverpool or Barcelona, etc.
Yeah.
I get that, but I think he's also the sort of player that will create some magic out of nothing.
That's which is he's very a better, important. He will be, in terms of that, he's a better looking footballer than Haaland is in that regard.
Better looking in terms of looks.
Ah, no, in terms of football.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Those luscious long gold locks.
Well, in all aspects, I suppose.
Yeah, but ask Norwich City. They know Luis Suarez very well.
Suarez, enjoy your retirement in Miami. Major League Soccer. Christian Benteke is the top goal scorer in your league. We haven't spoken about him for years. So your league does not matter. You're retired in our eyes anyway. But that's it from us here on Onside ZA. Brought to you by Betway. Get way more. Thank you so much, Lemoleko.
Jermaine.
Thank you so much, Super Sub.
Danko.
And thank you, as always, to you, the ballers. Remember, be onside. Don't be offside. Be onside with us. And Betway, get way more.